One of the concepts that a lot of my friends would, or one of the mental models that they would adopt is this philosophy that if you sold weed, you could smoke for free. So, I'd talk to my friends who sold weed in high school or whatever, and I'd say, you know, how much are you making off smoking weed, off selling weed? And they're like, oh, I don't really make anything. I just sell it on the side so that I can smoke for free. And at the time, I thought that was, I've never really been a weed smoker. It just makes me paranoid, and I just personally don't enjoy it. So at the time, I thought that risking your freedom to smoke weed for free was the dumbest thing ever, because if you get caught, the consequences are now more severe than if you were just buying weed, right? So I thought it was stupid. So thinking back, I kind of started thinking about that the other day in the house.
Are you a leader? Do you have broad shoulders? Well, if you answered yes to those questions, then you have the type of broad-shouldered leadership that a guy like me can really get behind. Unlike JR, who has a curvy, apple-shaped figure that reminds me of Tootie from The Facts of Life. I guess I shouldn't judge, but I had to bring up the elephant in the room. Welcome to the Instant Leverage Podcast.
What's up? What's up? Happy Monday. Today, I wanted to talk about why you should send an email a day. So before I get to that, I actually wanted to just share my Facebook post that I just made with you. I'll just share the story behind it instead. So back where I grew up in Allentown, Pennsylvania, super like dirt poor neighborhood, everybody's pretty much in poverty. And growing up, it's not that bad because it's pretty normal. It's like everybody's in the same situation as you. And you've never really met anybody that has money, so you kind of know they exist out there because of like TV and stuff like that. But you, but it's not something that you've really, you know, seen, right? So, because of that, it's just super normal. Like it's a super normal environment to just kind of be poor. So, living in poor neighborhoods comes with a lot of drugs and crime and stuff like that. So, one of the mental models that they would adopt is this philosophy that if you sold weed, you could smoke for free. So, I'd talk to my friends who sold weed in high school or whatever, and I'd say, you know, how much are you making off smoking weed, off selling weed? And they're like, oh, I don't really make anything. I just sell it on the side so that I can smoke for free. And at the time, I thought that was, I've never really been a weed smoker. It just makes me paranoid, and I just personally don't enjoy it. So at the time, I thought that risking your freedom to smoke weed for free was the dumbest thing ever, because if you get caught, the consequences are now more severe than if you were just buying weed, right? So I thought it was stupid. So thinking back, I kind of started thinking about that the other day and how stupid that was. And I was like, wait a minute. These guys had the first self-liquidating offer. This was the first Russell Brunson self-liquidating offer, where if you don't know what that is, it's when you run an ad and you sell a product on the front end, like a book, something low ticket, that pays for the ad spend ahead of time, right? So I thought about it. I was like, wow, that's really, as stupid as it is, it was a good business lesson. So today I want to talk about why you should send an email a day. So we've been sending an email a day for probably about a month now. And probably a month and a half. And one of the biggest mistakes I've ever made is not sending an email a day. So sending an email a day is like the fundamentals of digital marketing. It's like the blocking and tackling. It's like your three-man weave in drill and basketball. It's like a layup line. It's like, you know, it's the most basic of basic things that all of the experts, gurus, like the Frank Kerners, the Russell Brunsons of the world, do. And if you ever get on, you know, Frank Kerner or Grant Cardone or whoever's email list, you'll see that you get an email quite frequently. And I was super resistant to this because I think I tried it once a couple years ago for like 3 days and I was like, this isn't working. And then I just never did it again. But I've realized that in doing it, we've been booking 3 to 5 additional calls per day, which has resulted in a ton of additional revenue by just sending an email a day. So I know there's all these kind of alarm bells going off in your mind. What am I going to say in a daily email? Who's going to write it? I don't have time for that. Blah, 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 blah. So I'll kind of walk you through our system and then you can choose to adopt it. Number one, I would love to right now, and I think eventually, actually, never mind, but I would love to write my own emails and do them daily. But at the phase that we're at, that's just really not realistic because I'm in the like scaling phase. I'm in the implementation phase. So I'm in the being the CEO phase. So right now I have a copywriter who I pay about $120 per email to write my emails. And she doesn't just come up with stuff off the top of her head. She kind of writes as me. So she listens to the podcast. Shout out to her if she's listening, Michelle. She listens to the podcast. I send her ideas. I'll send her pictures from things that I do in real life. I will send her our interviews. I'll send her my thoughts. And it just becomes like a ghostwriter version of me, right? And her copy is actually very, very similar to mine and how I would do things. So it just works out. And I interviewed maybe like 3 or 4 people before I decided to work with her. So if you are not at the level where you can afford to pay at least $100 for an email because you need to have a converting offer and a bunch of other stuff before you do, then it's like the old saying goes, if you don't have time, you have money. And if you don't have money, you have time, right? So, and if you have neither, then you have a problem. So the way that I look at it is like, well, if you can't afford to pay a copywriter, then do it yourself. So the way that Michelle does it for me is she sits down and I've never actually asked her about this, but I'm assuming the way it works is she probably sits down in one time block and writes out 5 emails. And we do, when I say one email a day, we do Monday through Friday, which we're going to up that to doing weekends as well, just because, you know, if we're doing something that works, adding, you know, 20-30% more days to the amount of time that we, so we do it 20 days a week, 20 days, yeah, 20 days a week. If you do it 20 days a month, adding an additional, 6 to 10 days or whatever per month, if you're doing, well, my math is off there, but adding an additional, I was thinking of just adding weekends, but adding an additional 10 days per month would bring it up to 30 days. So if it's been working well at 20 days, my hunch is it'll work way better at 30 days, right? Or much better at 30 days. So we're going to be increasing it. So I recommend doing it daily. I don't know why I started out with 5 days a week. Really no reason. Just one of those stupid things I decided that was appropriate at the time. So do it daily. So sit down one time block and write out your emails and do it on a weekend or whatever, and then upload them to go out and auto schedule on Sunday. And then what we do is we have a nurture sequence when somebody first opts in to talk to us, and we add the daily emails at the end of that nurture sequence. And then when somebody gets out of that nurture sequence, then they get put in the daily emails and then they start getting the daily emails live in real time. So the question then becomes, well, what do I talk about in these daily emails? Now, I also want to know, even if your list is like 100 people or 50 people, you should still do the daily email. Because I know that's something that you're thinking is like, oh, well, I don't have a list of people who know me or whatever. So you should still do the daily email. Now, once you start doing the daily email, you're going to be like, well, what do I talk about every day? So the easiest one is testimonials. So sharing testimonials, testing results, sharing results. But if you only have a list of 100 people in your niche, then chances are you probably don't have a ton of testimonials either. So what you can do is overcome objections via email. So perfect example of this is if you let's say you, one of the objections in your niche is like, I tried Facebook ads before and they didn't work. So you might want to create an email in your sequence called what to do if you've tried Facebook ads and they didn't work, or why Facebook ads may not have worked for you, and explain to them that boosting posts or whatever is not the same as running Facebook ads. Now, that's one. So that's the objection overcomer. Number two is what I call is a different version of that. It's just framed differently. It's what I call the three myths email. So you take three myths that your customer probably believes, and then you send an email to dispel those myths. So a perfect example is email doesn't work. That's a big myth. So if I wanted to dispel that, I could send an email saying why email still crushes. And then I could share what I'm sharing with you guys here, right? So that's another good route to go. So you got testimonials, you have objections, overcoming objections. You have the three myths or overcoming myths. And then, which is very similar to objection overcoming, you're just calling it something else. And then the fourth one is storytelling. So when it comes to some of the best people, like go to join Justin Goff's email list or Stefan Georgi, I think his name is, their personal email list. And all those guys do is tell stories about their lives that they've and lessons that they've learned. So an example of that is how at the beginning of this podcast, I told the story of how the drug dealers in my neighborhood had the original self-liquidating offer. And then just weaving that into an email to build the relationship. And then at the end of all of our emails, all we do, we have one offer. I only sell one thing. I lead people back to the phone call every single day, And then as you do that, you'll get more clients, and then you do client interviews. So that's another style of email that we do, is we'll interview one of our clients, and then we'll send that out to all the rest of our clients all the rest of our prospects in a daily email as well. Another example is once you have maybe, let's say, at least five or six clients, you can do a weekly roundup email where you send the results of your week to all your clients as well, to all your prospects as well, the results of clients that you've gotten. And eventually it gets to the point where they're just tired of seeing the testimonials. They're tired of seeing the social proof. They're tired of you overcoming their objections, and they have no reason left not to buy. So, a few other things in the emails stuff, the more you write, the easier it gets. So, a few resources to help you with your copywriting. Stefan and Georgi, they have a great copywriting group on Facebook. It's called Stefan and Georgi Talk Copy, I think. And there's a couple of books. Tested Advertising Methods is a good one to start with. You'll learn how to write headlines, how to write stories, how to storytell. Story Selling by Michael Haig is a good one to just learn storytelling. Dan Kennedy, The Ultimate Sales Letter. The Boron Letters by Gary Halbert. Any of John Carlton's stuff. I think Kick-Ass Copywriting Secrets is one of his. So start there, but really the way you get better is just writing. So just write your email per day. First one will suck. Second one will suck. Third one will suck. Fourth one will suck. Fifth one will probably still suck. And the first 25 along with that one. But after about a month or so, you'll get the hang of it and you'll start to feel better, because you'll understand that you'll see the results that you're getting from it, and the results and how you're improving your copywriting. So, now, a few other things. A big thing that I've delved into recently that was kind of tough, I had to hire somebody to do this for me because I just wasn't smart enough to figure it out myself, is automations, email automation. So here's kind of what we do. You don't need this up front, because we did this without this for the first month and a half, but it's better if you do have it, of course. So one of the key things that drive success with follow-up and people who already know you is one of the four components, and I'll probably do another episode on those, is how customized your message is for the specific person that you're talking to. So if you have different sequences based on where people are in the journey, you will get better results. So what we do is if somebody watches our VSL and they don't get to a certain point, we send them an email, hey, you didn't watch your VSL, please check it out. And then if they book a call, they get moved into another sequence for people who've booked a call. And if they don't buy within 9 days or whatever, they get kicked out of that sequence and put back into the daily email sequence. And if they do buy, they get kicked out of everything altogether. So typically what this does is it gets better results because we just implemented this and I'm already seeing better results, even though we've been doing this for less than a week. Now, if you're using ActiveCampaign, if you're using a ConvertKit, whatever, it gets kind of complicated to try to do all this stuff. So if you have a very analytical mind, like a coder's mind or an engineer mind, it kind of works similarly like that with the logic sequences. So the guy that built this for me, he just kind of is just very good with this stuff. Shout out to him too. His name's Ricardo Clark. And you can look him up on Facebook. He'll gladly build something out for you as well. So we just kind of talked about it and I kind of laid out exactly what I wanted and he just made it happen. But the reason why this works better is because now if somebody goes 5 or 6 days without opening an email, they get unsubscribed. So our open rate is going to skyrocket as well because anybody who's inactive is going to get put in an inactive pile that I email, let's say once a month to try to reengage, right? Rather than keep emailing people that aren't opening your emails, which ultimately hurts your open rate. So all this stuff is not as important as doing the daily email. And until you are booking calls successfully from email, you shouldn't dive into all of this other stuff because this adds fuel to the fire. It's not going to make something unsuccessful successful. Now, the caveat to all of this that everybody seems to overlook, and I actually had a talk with Ricardo about this, is that he's like, yeah, I like the fact that he's like, people come to me with stuff like this, but they have an offer that's janky or that hasn't been proven yet. And then they expect this to help. That's not the case. Like, you need to have an offer that's already working for your emails to be effective, right? If your emails are peddling ice to Eskimos on a daily basis, you're probably not going to see too much success. However, if you have something that people want, or you have an offer that you've closed at least 5 people on over the course of your life, then that's at least some evidence that this is something that people want. It's closable. It's a good offer. And the second you have that, it's about getting as much qualified eyeballs on that offer as possible. So, this has been kind of an in-depth episode on email marketing. This is a little bit of what it's like inside of my higher level mastermind. So if you're interested in joining, go to instantleverage.com. And if not, then that's cool too. So I will see you guys in the next episode of the Instant Leverage Podcast.
Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, and I'd be forever grateful if you left us a 5-star review on the app you're listening on so we can help more people. And if you want more content like this, then click that subscribe button now. And until next time, my friends, stay leveraged.